Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you've got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
Good morning and welcome to Beat the Streak Daily on Thursday, the 8th of September. Can a slugger be slumping and thriving at the same time? The answer is no, because he's probably mistakenly being called a slugger. Jose Abreu is way more than that.
On the ground, right side and through. Here comes Zavala. Throw to the plate is not nearly in time. 4-3 your score. Abreu does come through. And it's a one-run ball game.
Pito doing what Pito does best. Shoots a ball inside sinker, 97 on his hands. Doesn't matter. He swings it out perfectly.
Abreu has gone 33 games without a home run, the longest streak of his career. But he's hitting .331 in those games and currently has an 11-game hit streak. The man is producing, albeit in a way that confounds, and the White Sox remain alive in the American League Central. This is Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the Hits, I'm Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth. We talk hitting streaks here. Abreu has 4 hitting streaks of 10 or more games on the season. That's the most of anybody in the league. His teammate Luis Robert has 3 of them, as does this man, who had a big double for the Dodgers when they needed it against the Giants.
That one is deep to left, over Peterson, and Trey Turner gets the job done. A go-ahead RBI double. Dodgers up 4-3.
Jock Peterson, when he hits it, circles the bases out there in left field right now. He was circling this one. It was hit hard, and it's going to fool a lot of people.
Trey Turner with the big hit. That, the selection from our leader, Albuquerque Dodgers, which is terrible to say. Albuquerque is the full name of the town, but Albuquerque Dodgers has reached 37. Man, this would be fun. A streaker getting into the 40s here in the final weeks of the season when so many are frustrated or have just flat out quit streaking. We see you, Torkelson, HOF. We see you. Hockey Taco is up to 27 with Mike Trout, who homered for the 4th straight game. Welcome to the leaderboard to Rick Mio, who gets to 24 with a double down of Trout and Christian Yelich. But back to the leader, Albuquerque Dodgers at 37. Now where Floyd won was a couple days ago, just 8 games away from catching Kyoshi Lotus, 26 for a possible $10,000. That goes to the high streaker on the season. And just 20 games away from the big prize no one has ever won, $5.6 million. With double downs, it could happen in just 10 days. Let's go, Albuquerque Dodgers. As for us, me and Porth, tough times. Ryan, Jose Altuve, I know, man. Jose Altuve didn't get a hit. That was your pick yesterday. But he walked 3 times. A walk is just as good as a hit. Analytics say so.
I wish we could get credit for getting on base 3 times in a game. But, you know, it happens in this crazy, beautiful game called Beat the Streak. And yesterday, Spiegs, was the last day where if you had 0, that you could actually beat the streak for the $5.6 million. Now the most you can get to is 56 by the end of the regular season. So there's still time to get to 56. There's still time to catch Kyoshi Lotus if you're sitting at 0, but time is running out day by day.
Wow, look at you doing that math. Yeah, we got to figure that kind of stuff out. So yesterday was the last day that you could have started and beat the streak in full for the 5.6. But there's a lot of people out there still streaking. Bunch people in the 20s, bunch people in the teens. So we will keep track of it here, not just Albuck Dodgers. Meanwhile, my pick of Ian Happ yesterday, who has owned the Reds, did not come through at all. There was a Red, though, who apparently owns the Cubs and reminded everyone of it last night.
Aquino, first pitch on the track and left. Happ looks up and Bush home run. The Punisher's tyranny of the Cubs continues. His second homer of the night, his third RBI.
Second homer of the night for Aristides Aquino, hit at 113 miles per hour. That is the hardest hit ball of the Cincinnati Reds season by anyone. Aquino now has three career multi-home run games, all against the Cubs. He has 12 homers and 28 games against them, and just 26 homers and 194 games against the rest of the league. What the hell, man? Okay, noted. Noted.
Happ and Aquino would be Hall of Famers if the Reds and Cubs played each other each day.
My other pick yesterday, Alejandro Kirk against the Orioles, Dean Kramer. Remember this one? This one was analytical, based on Kirk's propensity for hard contact, Kramer's propensity to allow hard contact. The analysis dictated that there was going to be a rocket off Kirk's bat at some point, maybe a home run or a deep drive or a hard line drive single, or, you know, this.
Broken bat, dropping into left for a base hit. Jackie Bradley Jr. in to score. Bichette around to third. It'll be an RBI single for Kirk, and it is 3-1.
Broken bat, fisted bloop that finds a hole for a hit and plates two runs. This game, man, this game. Even when you succeed, it drives you batty. We all should have just taken this guy.
Launched into deep left field off the bat of Goldschmidt, and gone! Into Big Mac land. Home run number 35, and he's driven in 108, and it's 1-0 St. Louis.
Paul Goldschmidt's going to win the Triple Crown. I'm calling it. He's the rare hitter who can slug. He toggles back and forth as needed, shifts the weight in his base, changes the focus in the batter's box. Cardinals are going to lock up the division. Goldschmidt will make that subtle, unspoken shift into power mode a couple more times a game than he has, with good results. Good results. Let's get some with the pick segment next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Gave you a couple of stayaways yesterday. Oakland went against Spencer Strider of the Braves. He threw six innings of two-hit ball, striking out nine. Check. Pittsburgh had Jacob deGrom in game two of their doubleheader. He threw seven innings of three-hit ball with eight Ks. Check. Today, just seven games, but there is one team to skip, again, in my opinion. Dylan Cease coming off the one-hit shutout last weekend. Oakland will feel his wrath as he makes the Cy Young push. So just stay away.
You stay away. I stay away.
Time now for the fourth pick. What you got?
All right. So follow me here. This is Sonny Gray's first start at Yankee Stadium since 2018, when he was a failed deadline pickup by the Yankees and did not respond to the pressure of pitching in that ballpark, kind of like Frankie Montas right now. Sonny also does not work deep into games, and the Twins bullpen is taxed from a couple of long games yesterday with that doubleheader. So combine all of that together, I think I'm going with Aaron Judge on a lighter scheduled day. He has 4 home runs already in September. He's now at 55. He's going for the Yankees single season record. And it's a good matchup for Judge to continue to mash in the Bronx. I think, though, I'm going to stray away from the same team double down because there is no one else on the Yankees that I would trust right now.
Yeah, seriously, that offense is debilitated other than Judge, but I like it. Ryan goes with Aaron Judge. Time now for my daily double A. Analytically, dig this. Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins has slowed down a lot. 41 hits allowed in his last 41 and a third innings. Last time the Phillies saw him, he gave up 8 hits in 7 2/3. And let's check the matchup history, shall we? Bryce Harper, 10 for 27 lifetime. JT Realmuto, 9 for 27. Gene Segura, 7 for 21. Kyle Schwarber, 7 for 21. All 4 of those guys hitting .333 or better. Wow. We'll go with Harper against the once great and now clearly tiring Sandy Alcantara. And then anecdotally, we're going to be at this Cubs-Reds game today. The lifelong Reds fan, Ryan Porth, living the dream, working from the ballpark, and then watching Reds-Cubs in luxury. Let's get this man a Reds home run from the Punisher, Aquino, who owns the team. Aristides Aquino is my anecdotal pick, and I look forward to Ryan Porth making eye contact and pointing at his bicep later on. The hit probability algorithm. Hey, look at that. Bryce Harper, number one, right there, as of 7 a.m. Luis Arraez of the Twins is second, which is weird, at Yankee Stadium against the lefty Nestor Cortez. But check back closer to first pitch in the MLB Play app for the final numbers on the hit probability algorithm. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, wherever you get your podcasts, and play the game every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, drops every weekday of the season, well before the first game of the day. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all your guys, especially ours, Aaron Judge, Bryce Harper, and Aristides Aquino, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking!